Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. economy does not suddenly surge or sink. It is a gradual process. But by the time that most people figure out what is happening, there have been plenty of signals that they missed or ignored. While much of the regular media is touting a strong U.S. economy, there are a growing number of signals that a reversal is looming. A few days ago, PNC Bank issued the results of its Fall 2018 Economic Outlook Survey. While the absolute survey results were still good, there is a definite trend that the future is less promising. For instance, in the bank's spring survey, 50% expressed optimism for business. That has dropped to 40%. The number with a pessimistic business outlook grew from 8% in the spring to 12% now. 69% of business leaders expected future sales increases in the spring, but now only 64% do. As for prices, 53% of business leaders expect higher costs within the next 6 months, compared to only 41% with that expectation in the spring. Now, 45% of them anticipate raising their own selling prices in the near future, while only 29% of them did so 6 months ago. This isn't the only negative trend. Just ask your friendly real estate agent. While the prices of homes that sell are still trending upward, the number of homes being sold has declined almost every month this year. Also, for the first time in 3 years, foreclosures are higher than year-ago levels. In particular, foreclosures are increasing on mortgages financed by the Federal Housing Administration over the past 4 years, after the agency loosened its standards for underwriting mortgages. The downturn in home sales is a typical reaction to rising interest rates. Home buyers can only afford a certain payment level. When a larger proportion of the payment goes for interest, that means the buyer cannot afford to spend as much for mortgage principal. Keep your eyes and ears open for more cracks in the supposedly strong U.S. economy. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.